butt in there right now.
Welcome, everyone, to a special
edition, bonus round.
Bonus edition of the Juggalo Rewind. We're going to jump right into it here. This is Peter and Chris. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. We're, if you're watching along, on location outside of our element. At the Jigu's Athletic Club. So here this place is called Welcome.
We are joined by the famous Cousin Aaron. What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on, everybody?
You go for a record? He is a recurring character who has yet to appear outside of a voicemail slandering you.
First Juggalo episode.
Yeah, you were the first drop. Very, very much appreciated.
I'm glad to be included, and I've been looking forward to this. So.
And if you go back and listen to our wrestling podcasts, Aaron made a couple appearances there. So that was always good times. But, I mean, we talked wrestling there, but just to jump in real quick, we don't want to belabor the point, but your Juggalo history.
Yeah.
First memory.
We should really set the table for people who do not know.
Yes. So my first foray into Juggalo culture, actually, it's so weird that I remember this. Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, but you'll be okay.
But I remember, you know, I grew up in Taylor.
Well, that says it all right.
Yes. They hand you a CD at birth with Joker cards.
It's funny because we're watching. I got a documentary on in the background, and they just showed the white Ringmaster shirt. And I remember a kid walking down the street, and I'm driving in the car with my mom and sister, and I saw a kid with a Ringmaster shirt. And I had heard of ICP, and I had vaguely kind of known about them. But I remember seeing that kid walking down the street in the shirt, and it's like, God, that shirt is fucking cool. You know, I'm like fourth grade, fifth grade.
It hooks you in at age when you see something like
dude,
that.
Dude, it was so sweet. And I remember another kid in at school at St. Alfred, Dane Van Zweden, loved ICP also. And he would always draw like all the Joker's cards. And then obviously Chris was the first one to actually buy an album. My mom would have murdered me if I had bought one, you know, brought an album home. So.
I started by bootlegging them. It was an older brother, a friend of mine in fifth grade's older brother. The cassette tapes were, you know, rounding through his room. Like, look at the cassette, and you see the art. Like, they started dubbing the tapes in the bedroom.
It's so cool. But yeah, that was it, man. It was like the merch. The merch hooked me. It was so sweet. And then I don't know if it was Grillbox or Malenko that I really started. It's probably more Malenko because when did Grillbox come over?
95, yeah.
So, I don't know, whenever you got Malenko.
Yeah, that's when it like took off for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely when I got super hooked. And then I went and bought every album like promptly after that. And I remember cranking my shitty little Sony like boombox stereo and pointed out the window because I wanted people to know that I was listening to, you know, ICP. And the Carnival Carnage sticker is still
there,
yeah. It's still on my parents, in my old bedroom window.
As Vinny would say, that's mad fresh. No, that's my single stats. That's the shit right there. The scene's coming up right now. What timing?
He may be a listener. Don't disparage him.
I'm not.
No, not
that's
at
a
all,
classic
yeah.
line.
Okay, he's making sure.
I hope he's a listener.
Me too. I don't know if he is. So, as we said, this is a bonus episode. We are not doing the usual, but we want to do something a little different. Again, if you've listened to us in the past in our wrestling foray, we used to do drafts. Nice little draft. And in honor of the NFL draft being in Detroit this week,
right around the core, the WB draft.
Yes.
More importantly,
one day.
It starts next Friday, I think.
Did you see the rules?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so fucking convoluted.
Only
stupid.
The women tag team could get drafted.
Yeah, what? What a,
that makes sense.
That has less rules than, no, maybe not. We have a lot of rules. There,
but yeah, I mean, the real draft, Detroit, we get to host our own draft, so might as well do a Juggalo draft in honor of it.
So the draft that we are doing is we are going to create our, what would you call, best album out of ICP songs from the first deck era.
Era, yeah.
So let me pull up the rules here and see if we can all agree on said rules. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We can use songs from ICP albums through Hell's Pit.
Yep.
So any ICP album through all six Joker cards. the songs you pick have to be on an ICP release. They cannot be on another artist's CD alone. These two are getting distracted, watching, fucking Leonard.
Question.
Yes.
What if it's an ICP song that appears elsewhere, but they have no guests, it's just them? It's like on a compilation that was put out there in the world.
And it's within that time frame?
Yes.
That's a good question. So let's use, we can't use Spin the Bottle.
Right.
Because it's on a, it's not, it's ICP's yeah. on it, but it's yeah. on a twisted
not
CD. A,
not on any other artists, even like 3-6, you know, artists outside the label. So just a compilation that's a ICP single that's only available on a compilation.
Man. I don't think I have anything outside of like an ICP album. I almost added a song, a twisted song from Psychopathics from Outer Space that I forgot ICP was not on at all.
you're just random
like,
songs.
I was listening to this song so sick, and then I was like, oh, this is just twisted.
I'd draw from a pull one. Well, if I do, you could throw a flag. If I
think I know what song you're going to do. I think you could get around that. But we'll call that good.
Okay.
If you don't, we'll argue it at the time.
Yeah.
Solo songs and CDs are allowed. So yes. Fuck off is on the table. 17 songs. We're making an album. So we're making our own Joker card. So 17 tracks.
This is for everyone here to discuss. Are you booking it like an album?
So this is
or
a good question.
Are you picking your top 17?
Now we're jumping the gun a little bit. However you want to do it. I kind of want to make my own album. So I'll give my own shit. I would want to do a song that I would like as an intro.
Yeah.
I would want like a sex song, a funny song, an ending song. Yeah. I'm not just going to do like every end song from all six Joker cards.
Probably some of the good end songs.
I have the same format, yeah.
So I similarly thought, would we do them that's like a good live set? You can
that's
mix
a,
it.
I don't know that's if I've whole, ever listened to a live ICP song on an album. But.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, like.
No, yes, they did a show of it, like you pick these, but that's a whole different criteria because some songs are great live.
I agree. I'm trying to build it as its own CD with its own elements. That being said, I kind of want to try to be diverse myself, but I'm not forcing you guys to do that. I don't want, like, a bunch from one CD. I want to try to spread it out as best I can. But that's my. 17 songs. We're going to figure out the style of draft and order of picks in a minute. We can trade picks or songs. I don't know how that's going to come to be.
You could trade a pick for a song, then you get a compository pick at the end.
At the end.
Very last pick. If you really want a song, you got to give up a pick and...
I know what song Chris really wants, so I kind of want to jump it just to fuck him, but...
There's a few that make me nervous.
There's a couple I have that make me super nervous, too.
You guys like albums that I fucking probably have never even listened
well,
to.
Well, that's what really, you've only missed, like, the last couple, really. Do you don't know well is the last couple.
And that's why we wanted to give you some of the say in this. Like, we want to give you the advantage. Yeah. So we'll talk about that in a second here. Each song can only be taken once, obviously, but different versions can be taken. So if a song is on multiple CDs, you can only take it once. But if there's like
a Chicken Hunt version or...
Yes, there's different versions.
Yes,
that we will accept. Tracks can be split. You don't have to take the shitty intro or outro or skits with it. So there are some songs that are awesome, but they have like a really weird like skit attached to it. And it's like, no, we're just talking... track.
I like the EPs would have like the 20-minute outro of like just voicemails or weird noises and stuff.
some weird beat, you know.
But with that being said, if you really want to split, like, what was or were we talking on like Bitch Slappers and It Rains Diamonds. Right. If you really want to split those, you can split those.
I know who does.
Me? Just saying. You can split stuff like that. You're not held to what is on the track.
Yeah.
And then we don't have to use it as a draft pick, but we can throw a skit in there, too. We'll talk about that at the end. It's a waste of pick on a skit.
No, not a pick. We'll each pick a skit. Yeah, I like that. Because there's some banger skits.
Yeah, definitely made some notes for some funny-ass ones.
Yeah. That could be a whole episode right there.
Right, best
kit, yeah.
So if we do draft one, maybe we'll try to keep that limited, but in a future episode, all three of us will talk about skits of the future.
It's a fun one.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready, man.
Back to giving you the advantage, Aaron. Would you rather have the first pick? Like, you know, like we don't want to hinder you. We
no, I don't you. Think I need the first pick. I'll just, I'd even flip a coin, whatever, dude.
Random generator. You got a coin on you?
I do.
Okay, there you go.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure to pick the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we doing this for?
I haven't even considered what the first one was.
And then, are we going to do snake or 1-2-3, 1-2-3?
I vote 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't have a ton of people. We have a ton of people made the snake.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many songs to pick from. Yeah.
Okay, how about this? I flip a coin for you two.
Yeah.
Aaron calls it. He picks if he wants to defer or not. Like, how are we going to do a 3-1 if I can?
What about me and him go, and then whoever wins, you two battle, and then who gets the first place?
That's for first or for choice? I guess you want first.
Yeah, you want first in this scenario.
Between you two, Aaron calls it.
Tails.
Tails.
All right.
And that's between me and you.
Yep.
You want me to call?
Sure.
Heads.
Tails.
All right. So you get first.
You still get the pressure.
So now it's between me and you. The first, second, and third.
Yeah.
You call.
Heads.
Heads.
I'll take second.
Okay. So 1-2-3.
All right, man.
Lucky quarter that the angry guy at your 7-Eleven gave. He was nice, but God, he was busy.
I've only been in there once, and there was not a guy in there. There was like a disgruntled teen girl in there, so it was to get the dill pickle Slurpee that you had.
No, I didn't realize they made that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Was that any good?
No, it was like straight pickle juice.
I'm like some of them pickle beers. Those sour pickle
very
beers
good,
are pretty good.
Pickle Slurpee? No, it was too much. Way too pickly. Man, this is hard, dude. Let's see.
What's Mel Kiper say? What's he got on his draft board?
You know, there's obviously some classics. You know, you got chicken on.
The problem, too, is some of those is almost get, like, burnt out by them, so they fall down your list.
Right, yeah, for right, sure. Right,
right. I'm going to have so many of the NFL parties.
Right. You know, my first one, I gotta pick it. I'm gonna go Halls of Illusion.
Oh,
you gotta do it.
Number one pick, Halls of Illusions, going to Aaron from the great Malenko.
Malenko. Yeah,
that's my favorite album. I think it's their best. I think it's when they're peak coolness.
The other one with Slash, shredding them, right?
Yeah, playing the guitar. And, ECW.
This is true.
This is like everything's
two
awesome.
Two things Pete
about
hates: Great Malenko and ECW.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's why do you hate ECW?
I feel like that song kind of put him on the map. Well, no, maybe not. But
in that era, for sure, like it's a staple of that era.
It was definitely the most radio friendly of that, or maybe not radio friendly, but like popular. Would you say it was the most popular song off that album?
I feel like it was their heaviest, too, at that point. Like, Slaughterhouse Mix was, like, heavy, but, like, I don't know, when Halls of Illusions came out, you seen that commercial with it, and it was just like, holy shit,
yeah.
This is intense.
Yeah, that and Hocus Pocus, definitely from that album, like, grab people.
Oh, man, now I'm getting nervous.
All right, Chris.
My pick.
Number one pick. I don't know what I'm going to pick, either. I need to play off of
this. Yeah, it was hard. I got 9,000 songs on here. I'm like, fuck, I didn't even think about which one I would pick first.
So, I have two at the top here that I really want. Both, I can't say what they'll give it away.
Yeah, tell me what they both are.
Two at the top, but I think I'm going to shuffle my board. I'm moving down to my second pick on my big whiteboard. Pulling up Dan Campbell here, maybe, and switching around.
Pick your fucking pick.
I'm going to go with my outro pick. Maybe my lead into the outro. I'm coming home from...
Motherfucker! I was going to jump to get that first. You son of a bitch.
We were talking about this last week of the pod of like the homies guitar and the Juggalo family guitar. That little intro to the wow, 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 see my life when that kicks in, it got me in. Kind of an outro, but it gives me some wiggle room to get another more ballady outro in there.
That may be one of my favorite, if not my favorite, ICP songs.
It's up there.
Yeah. be Cody Dog with a little smug.
Right, right.
God lying, dude. Damn it.
Obviously, you know, we pop for local references, and that one's got a few in there.
Oh, yeah. They played that at Hallowicked this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That was that the closer?
That was the,
that
last
was the closer,
song,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With, you know, everyone was on stage.
A fun closer for the for a local show, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You guys fucked up my entire draft.
Great pick.
That's good. I'm glad I did that.
I have that on my list.
Now I'm afraid of what you're going to do next.
See, he thought he had it in the bag here. He thought he knew what was happening. As Paul Heyman said, so you think you have the answers, I change all the questions.
That's Roddy Piper.
This isn't a wrestling podcast anymore.
Fuck. I don't want to do this, but yes. This is exactly what we
this
do.
This is just like normal drafts. I don't want to do this already.
It's hard.
Now I have to jump and do my last song because I'm afraid you tipped your hat and you said that's not going to be your outro. That's going to be your.
It gives me. I didn't say it is or isn't. It gives me some wiggle room because it's still a little upbeat. You can kind of add another outro on that.
There's a lot of good outros, though,
true,
dude.
With I think there's only the two that you like. I wouldn't.
You don't
pick.
Know that.
I'm going to go for it. I'm taking the unveiling.
On my draft board.
What? I gotta go.
That, I thought you were taking one. Now I might. Was there another one you think I want? Now I'm getting scared.
I don't even know what song you're referring to. So.
the last song on the Wraith, Shangri-La?
Yeah, I didn't even make it that far.
Never been to that. He doesn't even know the big reveal at the end of the.
Oh, my God.
Truth is, Aaron doesn't know.
All right. Aaron.
We're all over the place here.
Lotus was probably the last album that I really fucking dug and listened to a lot, and then I just kind of fell off for a minute, dude.
This is
a long time.
This is really the first episode we've dove into some of these really old tracks. It's kind of fun.
It was fun to listen to all these albums, like, front to back, because I forgot about a lot of these skits, and I would listen to it at the gym in the morning, and I'm like laughing my ass off. You know, listen to some of the skits, and I even put little quotes next to all these things that just killed me, dude.
I like your notes there.
Yeah.
All right, second pick, Aaron.
Oh,
what you got?
Second pick. All right, so you guys are, like, really going hard on the formula, right? Let's see.
There's one other song that I want, and there's no way I can jump for it, but I may have to. Everyone's going to think it's stupid, but I may have to jump for it because I don't trust you.
You know, I'm looking at, like, my format that most albums have, and it's like, you know, you kind of got, like, funny songs, however, one or two or three, and then you have, like, hard, almost like fight music, which I would put Halls of Illusion in. You always got a sex song.
A cover.
A guest track. You have some sort of dark carnival song or songs. You need, like, a serious song. Oh, wait, I think that's what I need to do. Oh, man. Let's see. I'm going to pick a song so scary, it will take the wrinkles out your nutsack and fade your butt hairs. I'm going old evil eye, dude.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick my creepy slow.
That's
fucking,
a fun one.
Yeah, that's dude. A good one.
That's a terrific
one. It's a good sleeper Halloween, not Halloween track. It's a great October track.
I was feeling it the morning I was listening to that, and
I had that down a little bit further down as a sleeper pick, but I like it. I like the jump for it.
Yeah.
I got more of an appreciation for it seeing it live.
Yeah.
The Riddlebox show, there's like something they did with the hook that was a little different. I'm like, okay, this is real cool.
I wish I would have been to that. Fuck.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, old Eli. That's my guy.
That's my guy.
I like that old
Eli.
Man,
now I think I might just do one just to really throw a wrench in here. And your finger.
If you take what I want, I'm going to take what you want. So just don't do it.
You might have to do a trade then. Well, there's still my top five. Four of them are still sitting. I took one of my top five. Four are still sitting there. But I might jump down a few picks here just because I think you want this one. I don't want you to snipe it from me. I'm going to go get a little bit of guitar, a little bit of beat. Yeah, $50 says, let me in.
All right, that's a good one.
I was a little scared you're going to take it, so I wanted to get it off the board. But now I'm scared if you knock off one of mine. But I think it's a great staple track that is not on, like, the main albums. It has become a live staple.
I had it on my list, but I don't really have them in order. I just had it there.
I rated them. We did a combine. We did a few pro days. And old Blue, whatever, from $50, she told me to put up the list. Whatever the old lady, old Grady, that was the old lady called it.
Yeah, I think one of those. I'm going to follow Aaron and go with the, man, do I want to, I'm not going to be able to stick to one song per CD. There's just no way. I want to try, but I'm not going to be able to do it.
Certain albums hit harder than others.
I'm going to stick with you and go with the evil, the wicked, if you will. I'm going 12 off of Riddlebox.
It's a good one.
I can just make a whole one off of Riddlebox.
Riddlebox is fucking awesome.
There's another dark one on Riddlebox that I had. Now you took it, so
I think I know which one you possibly.
12's a good one. 12's a sleeper.
I like 12.
I like that 12. There will be 12.
Me again. Aaron's gonna go fast, dude.
Not the way that you did this.
Pete didn't wax poetic why he picked 12. He just said he liked the spookiness.
Short of them not actually killing 12 people, being 13, killed another than three more. Now we're down to only three, four. I don't know. Maybe the nostalgia of Riddlebox, but as you will see in a couple of these, I like the stories. I don't mind. We've talked about this for seasons, right? Like, I don't mind songs that are just there for song's sake, but I like being able to picture a video and having a storyline.
Yeah.
And 12 is like a perfect.
Yeah.
Like him coming up and just killing one person after another after another.
That one series they supposedly were going to make and kind of made a shitty DVD of it, that would have been a perfect song to do of like, yeah, a little episode or a comic book about it.
It is.
Fuck. Yeah. All right.
After every couple, we'll recap and kill some time. But
the top of my draft board is still sitting there, and I thought for sure I'd grab it as fast as I could, but once Aaron took his first pick and then I heard yours, then I just completely threw a wrench to what I was going with.
We're way off.
See, I should have done more ranking things. I just have like all my favorite shit off each album.
Me too. I didn't do it in order.
No, and I'm just kind of going off of like what I think each album should have. So I feel like I got two kind of hard-ass songs. I need a... Oh, man, which guest track do I have? You know what? I'm going to do a kind of a funny, goofy song.
He's taking his at you with Kid Rock.
That is definitely on my list, dude. I love that song. Let's see. But there's also another one that you would probably guess as well. Let's do... Malenko's my favorite album. I got to do What is a Juggalo.
Oh, man. Whew.
It's terrific, dude. I love the Joey style. I don't know if it's actually Joey Styles drop or if it's Jay pretending to be Joey Styles.
And yeah, you got the Sabu reference there. Yeah, Sabu. First time I heard that, I remember like in my living room, like, going
so
nuts.
Awesome. Yeah, it's just a great song. Terrific beat. Mikey Clark at his finest. What is a Juggalo? Tons of obvious references to ICP culture throughout the entire song.
Goofy and funny, which is their staple.
Yeah.
I was hoping I'd get that later. Well, we've had a few Malenkos here, and I gotta take this off the board because I love it. But I probably could actually. No, you know what? I think I could let this one slide. Never mind. Forget Malenko.
Fuck that great Malenko.
I don't want to pick him.
One eye on his bird.
You had a spooky one. You had a spooky one. I want to get my spooky one out of the way before it gets taken. I'm taking Halloween on Military Street.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Because you know I love me some Halloween tracks, and I don't want to lose my favorite Halloween track.
I'm upset that I don't have that. That's a good one. That's a top fiver for me, for sure.
It's tough because Halloween is loaded with bangers, but I mean, come on top of his house, shouting clown love to the whole city. It's a good one.
Well... Now I gotta do it because you just made a run on it.
Oh no.
I gotta go Dead Pumpkins. There's a lot of good Halloween songs on there, but if I'm gonna have one and it's not Halloween on Military.
Yeah, I mean that's probably the second one.
Yeah, that's they're all good.
I got another Halloween song above that though.
Above Dead Pumpkins?
Yes. Let's see if I take it though. already got a Halloween. Maybe later. We'll see.
Toxic love.
I like the toot, 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 toot.
All right. Just to recap while Aaron is thinking.
Yes.
Aaron's top three so far are Halls of Illusions, Old Evil Eye, and What is a Juggalo? Chris has I'm Coming Home. Oh, no, we'll just do that. I'm sorry. Aaron,
yes.
It's his pick. Halls of Illusions, Old Evil Eye, and What is a Juggalo? And he's going to go with his fourth pick.
All right. Let's see. I've got... Let me...
Kind of falling. Old Evil Eye jumping. He's second round pick. Man, good for him.
Did I pick Old Evil Eye? I didn't pick Old Evil Eye, did I?
Yeah, that was your second pick.
Oh, was it my second pick? Okay, fuck. Let's see.
Yeah, good combine.
Yeah, you're right. Old Evil Eye, I'm Coming Home's gone.
Didn't get drafted high in Vision, but...
Oh, man. You know what fucking song hit hard as hell, and I need... I'm going to go Witching Hour, dude.
Whoa. Wow. Jeez, he's really going deep on some of these.
Yeah. Witching Hour.
I don't even know where that is on my list.
It was not on my list. Mel Kiper's like, we don't have footage on this one.
Time to say fucking Nitro's on, dude. That's a little line in the song, dude.
Does this one get a flag, though? Isn't this technically a Misery track?
It was on Forgotten Freshness.
Okay.
Yes. It's on Forgotten Freshness. Misery was cool as hell on that song.
It is dark and cool.
Super heartbeat.
Didn't expect this one.
Yeah. I'm just basically picking my favorite songs. I'm trying to...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, there were no rules in that regard.
Let's see here.
Got too much fight music, dude. To go a little bit else.
You may just have an angry CD. So Chris's pick so far, we have I'm Coming Home, $50, and Halloween on Military Street. Goddamn, that's good.
I know what I'm doing out here.
That's tough. I'm jealous of your CD so far.
Let's see. I'm going to continue my theme here. If you see, I'm Coming Home. Got Detroit Anthem. Got How to Mean on Military Street, a little Southwest album. I'm going to keep my Southwest Street going. I'm going with Southwest song.
Got a
little Ringmaster. Got a little sing-along. Got a great Mike Clark beat. Ooh.
Not even on my list.
Not even on your list.
Really?
Nope.
That's a crazy statement. There's one I'm sitting on, and I'm...
Are you going to wait for it?
Because
you
don't think it's scared. Still, my number one rated song is not taken.
Jesus, what the hell could it be? I feel like a lot of mine are going to be storytelling songs.
That is your gimmick.
It is, so I might as well stick with it. Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with it. I think I have a... Man, what can we do?
I know what I'm doing next.
That's fine. That's good.
Hey, grab me another Zubar.
Just because there's been a run on Malenko.
Oh, you're actually going to take a Malenko?
I have a couple songs highlighted for Malenko, but I'm going to go Under the Moon. It's going to be. It's a storytelling song, and it's a... Not a sex song, but it's a love song.
It'll cover the sex song.
It'll do.
I feel like
it's an ICP's version of a ballad.
So I have just a recap: Thy Unveiling, 12.
Thy Unveiling's your first pick.
Dead Pumpkins and Under the Moon.
You're doing that to promote the season. I appreciate it. I feel like Under the Moon, 12 kind of cousins to each other. They're kind of that same realm of...
I feel like I could pick a couple in a row that are all very much similar to that.
Same vibe, yeah.
Yeah, which I'm going to try to stray away from, but it's going to be hard.
That's a party album so far. Aaron's got the fight album. You got the dark menacing album. I got the party album going.
All right, Aaron's fiddle-fucking around.
Oh, yeah. We got high school fight music album. But now I'm going to pick a little storytelling song. I'm going with Out from the Terror Wheel, dude.
That's a good one. When I was listening to that, I'm like, I forgot this one. This is awesome.
Dude, what a great fucking song. It's funny.
Because I get out and punching someone in the head after the phone call.
Dude, we're watching Shockumentary and, Chemicals Toxic Waste. You know, it's just like... Talking about Sug Island, the idiot cleaning his pool. Like, that song's such a cool lyrics, cool beat, funny. Yeah, give me Out, dude.
Out has been taken.
First Terror Wheel song. Which, Terror Wheel and Tunnel love terrific EPs, man.
Yeah.
Like, short, but awesome.
Oh, I don't want to specify any songs I like on there to my hand, but I agree. They're good. Let's see here. I'm still going to skip my first overall pick my draft board because I feel like it's lost right now. I don't have to
probably because it sucks.
We're going to see when everyone votes who they're going to pick, and I already know I'm running away with this. You know what? We haven't picked any all-time classics. Halls of Illusions.
Halls of Illusions, yeah.
That's an all-time classic, but I think we're missing like an all-time greatest hits song. I'm taking Dead Body Man because it's so damn good. It's so damn creepy, and that beat.
Didn't that get turned 89X into 89X because they were closing down and they just fucking played Dead Body?
They've told that story.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Was it, I thought it was 96.3.
Maybe that's
it was something back in the day.
Oh,
something
96.3. Yeah, something maybe that's flipped what it was, format. Yeah.
All right, Chris going with Dead Body Man off of
Riddle Box or Terror Wheel. Take your pick.
All right. I'll cross them both off just in case. Oof. I have a lot of storytelling, a lot of darkness.
Darkness, nighttime, moon in the sky.
I already got 5 songs.
Let's see. So I need something a little upbeat.
Don't you do it.
A little fun. What's on my list that's a little upbeat? I think I'm going to go off the beaten path a little bit. Mine's been very storytelling, very dark.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go poppy and happy.
Yeah.
I'm going Mr. Happy.
Oh!
Off of Bizarre Bizarre.
I was just looking down there like, man, I know he likes that. I'm shocked.
Happy, happy, happy.
That's
a good one. Happy, happy, happy.
His little dance.
His dance is what sells me. Back in the day, we would just laugh. He'd be on the spinny thing, and Jay would just be doing this as it spun around. Fucking Mr. Happy.
I had it further down the list, but I thought I should nab it before you because I know you're going to nab it at some point.
There's a couple just mindless, fun ones off Bizarre Bizarre that I was questioning right there, but that's definitely a...
Fuck your baby's mama.
That would be you, Mr. Aaron.
Right, track number my 6. List. I got too much fight music right now. Let's see. I got my guest track. Are we on song 6, actually?
1, 2, 3. Yeah, you're number 6.
Okay.
Are you keeping track of everybody's?
I put them across.
4, 5. I already have 6 songs. Correct?
No, you have Halls of Illusions, Old Evil Eye, What is a Juggalo, Witching Hour, and Out.
Misery, make an appearance on the draft. Dude.
That's a good song.
It is. Never thought I'd see Misery already in here.
No, I wanted to get the, forgot Freshness. Dudes from Flint.
Oh, Project Born.
Project Born. That's a good track as well. Let's see. I got to get some new stuff. You know what I'm going to pick, man? It's just kind of a fun song. I'm going to go with probably my only post Jekyll Brothers song.
Here we go. Jesus.
Juggalo Homies.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
That's a good one.
It's a great song, dude.
I was waiting for that to go.
Kerry Cavender loved this song and reminds me of that guy, man. I miss that guy. And Juggalo Homie, dude.
I brought up last week that I said it was the one track like high school parties that my friends who hated ICP is like, put the Homie song
it's
on.
It's a great song, yeah. Because that's like high school.
Yeah, party song.
To a T,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
So,
it is.
And we just talked about that, so that's our last, maybe, last episode or two that we just did. And I cried during it, so so there you go.
It was a great episode.
I gave someone a sneak preview of it because they won't be able to listen, and I wanted them to hear it. So they enjoyed it as well. So, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, it's me.
It's you.
I'm jumping the gun on this one because this is one I've been nervous about that you're going to take and screw me over. I'm going off. Going off the main Joker cards. Going to Forgotten Freshness 3. Going to Take Me Home. Love that track.
God damn it.
It's the one that I was scared that you were going to take on me.
I almost took that after you took I'm Coming Home.
It's also kind of a closer.
I didn't want to take that number one. Yeah. Like, that would be brutal to take number one.
What a song. Just telling the early stories, and it hits me right in the gut, hits me in the feels, as they say.
Oh, that sucks. We have to talk trades.
Oh, trade? I don't know. I don't want to give that one up.
That's a real good one. Mike P. Y'all.
Southern rock for you.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
Are you listening long?
Yeah, because I'm like...
I'm going to go off the beaten path, too, yeah. A little bit. I think this will take a couple things for me. It'll take a guest appearance, and...
I haven't done that yet.
It'll take a smoke break.
Oh.
I think I'm going to take Homies to Smoke
With. Oh, yeah. That was the one I forgot about when I came down here.
Homies to Smoke
With. Two homies. Round 6, 7.
Yeah. That was my number.
Classics, dude.
That's a great album.
Yeah.
Wizard of the Hood. Smoker's album, as he says.
Yes.
Get you in a right mood. Oh, yeah.
All right. Aaron is up. And he has. Right. Yeah. Oh, no, you just want to jump right in.
I know where I'm going. I'm going my outro and I'm going Pass Me By by Malenko, dude.
That's what I was sitting on, thinking I could put behind. I'm coming home. Yeah.
Yep. It's a great one. Great one. Terrific. I want to pick so much stuff from elsewhere, but Malenko, dude, that was just my favorite album of all time.
Does this not excite you? Think about it.
Yeah. Honestly, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like 10 songs off. Basically all of Malenko.
All of Malenko. So let's see. I'm still leaving my number one at the very top. I'm skipping it. Let's see how long I can let that marinate up there. But now I'm wide open. I don't know where to go.
I'm like just sitting here smiling. Like, this is so good. I thoroughly enjoy this.
Homies of Smoke With is gone. I don't worry about that. Man, some funny ones down here. I'm gonna still stay higher up. I'm gonna go with a solo track. Ooh. Need a little solo action. A little solo Shaggy 2 dope. I need Clown Love.
Oh, that was almost my pick, the last one, dude.
That's one that when I first heard Forgotten Freshness, I was like, I'm a Shaggy Mark. I would always put my face like him in that era because that was the track that did it for me.
Much Clown Love. That was my only track off Fuck Off, surprisingly. Although, let's see, Forgotten Freshness is in the field.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stick with that.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to stick with that theme.
Solos?
Shaggy songs. I say stomp, you say woo woo. I'm going stomp.
It's a nice call and action. You need a little call and action in there. That's a Tunnel of Love, right?
Tunnel of Love.
Yeah. I say stomp, you say woo woo.
If that doesn't scream me, I don't know what does.
Yeah, you love to yell woo woo back. Is that the debut of Woop Woop in Juggalo Lexicon?
That's a good question. That I don't know.
I feel like it would be.
All right, I'm going to go early. I'm going to go one more storytelling song for right now.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
No, I'm going to go early. Early days, I'm going First Day Out.
Good one.
That's a good one.
I think I underappreciate that because I've liked the Twisted version more and... coming years, but that is a great one.
Revisit the OG one.
Yeah.
It's good, man. I think it's definitely one of the coolest tracks on Carnival Con.
You got two Fresh Out of Jail tracks in the mix.
This is true. Yeah, like I love fight music. So
you gotta get out of jail, get out there. Yeah. Civilian life.
Yeah.
Let's see, how many...
Suburban life, I don't want it seems.
Are we picking skits?
We can just talk about it at the end.
Okay.
You don't want to waste
it. I'll throw a skit out there next, I think.
I mean, you don't want to waste a pick. Yeah,
No.
Maybe we do it in the middle, halfway through, a little break.
Yeah, we can if you want. Whatever
let's
want.
See. So, I'm trying to look, like we said, you know, mm-hmm. You don't want to stick on one album. So I only have one track from this album. This, one of my favorite tracks on this album, so... I don't know if anyone's going to take it. I probably could let this slide, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take Wagon from Ringmaster.
Nice.
Here it comes. Yeah, I feel like I could have slept on that one, but you know what? I only got one Ringmaster. I like that one. I think it adds well to my collection.
Your collection. I had it highlighted on my list. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Let's see. What do I have for my name? I'm going to go with another storytelling song. I fucking like four of them are highlighted.
Do I have any? Is Dead Body Man a storytelling song?
No.
It's about eating people. That's what he does in the song.
It's a bit of a narrative.
So is Holly on Military Street.
I think I'm the first one to take one off of this album.
Tell me it's Jekyll Brothers.
It's Jekyll Brothers. I'm going... Woo!
Oh, damn it.
I'm going to go for it.
It's the one I wanted on Jekyll Brothers.
It's dirty.
That's a nice upholstery you got there. Yeah. I'm going, you can call me Mad Professor.
Do you get to keep that skit?
I mean, we don't have to keep the skit, but that is like, I was thinking about that when I listened to it today. That's not so much a skit, but literally part of the song.
It's true. It's the narrative of the song. That's right.
It's not just like you're hearing something random, like the fucking bowl of poop.
Yeah, it connects to the story.
Yeah.
And God, that's a fun song too. Like,
I love
all the stupid shit.
That's prime me loving a story song. So. Can you believe I won Jekyll Brothers? But I did.
Yeah, you took the first Jekyll. That's great.
Let me take that off my list. I have that on there.
So Aaron has picked 8 so far. So he is going with his number 9 pack.
There's a few I'm eyeing that I was waiting for you to take that I'm like. Yeah, I'm like, I hit them higher on my list thinking take it, and now the direction you went, I'm like...
It's hard, man. Funny thing is, the Jerky Boys skit, Mike Woodley,
those are up there.
That was so funny.
Who's helloing me?
Get off the phone! Fucking made me crack up this morning, dude. I was listening to that. Anyways, let's see. Okay. Let's do...
I need a good carnival song. It's a great
You know what? I'm going to go another riddle box, and I'm going to go Cemetery Girl.
Ooh. That's a good one. That was a great one live, again, that you missed, because they had someone come out, like ballet dancers, like a dead corpse dancing on stage. Nice. It was super cool.
Okay, let's go back.
I don't know what shot or what area I would put Cemetery. Best albums. I put Riddlebox and Malenko at the top, so it's only fitting they have a lot of songs from there.
God, I don't have that highlighted, but that's I would have highlighted every song on that CD.
Yeah.
So
yeah. There's this other one I keep eyeing and wanting to go, but I don't know if it would fit. I'm trying to like think about what an album should have. And I don't know if this one would fit, but goddamn.
It's down to me, right?
Yes.
So
your 9th track.
Jumping the gun a little bit on this, but you know, like you said, we need certain things on our album, on our playlist. I haven't had a sex song yet. And this is probably my favorite sex song by the Clowns. I'm going with Fat Sweaty Betty.
Oh, I almost just took that.
Yokozuna off the fucking dresser right into my playlist.
So here's the question. Are you going the regular or the
celluloid bubble mix?
I forgot about that.
I think I'm just going regular. Right, really? That's the one that's on Forgotten Freshness, is the regular?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going with regular edition.
Alright.
That's what I have, like what I was going through listening to now. I'm like, I haven't listened to this in so long, but man, this is a fun song.
Yeah, that was on my list. Now I'm going to have to take another one, dude. I'm going to have to go another fun, silly sex
song. Now, and we just have to make sure, that's a remix, so can someone else take the celluloid, or no, because it's too close. It's not like Chicken Hunt is like two different songs.
Correct, yeah.
So that's too close.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Good question.
We're calling it on the fly. Yeah. That's okay.
If I wanted this, I might say no and just fight you guys here. I don't think
I would take it just because of that, but let's see.
You know what's funny is Fat Sweaty Betty we loved, and I was listening to Willy Bubba, and I'm like, this song, as a parent now, I'm like, good God, they just killed this fucking poor kid
because
he's
kid
from the South? Like, they beat him into a coma dead?
Yeah, they never have Willy Bubba, like, he's like a racist at all. He's just a Southern kid.
He's just a Southern kid, and they beat the shit out of him until he's dead. I was listening, I was like, this is fucked up, man.
Fun song.
It's creepy.
Okay, class.
Yeah, the beat is terrific.
Yeah, all them B-sides that are crammed on those first Forgotten Freshness.
That first Forgotten Freshness fire. Is really good, yeah.
Oh, man. Do I want to go? Fuck. I can't do that. Fuck, this is tough.
The question is, at the end of this, do we have to order it? And we put it up for the listeners to vote on. Does that have to be ordered?
I would say so. Just because I want to get this off the board, and I'm just sticking with my gimmick. Even though I've already taken something off this CD, I'm going Prom Queen.
I was waiting for you to. I thought that'd be a lot higher for you.
Yeah, I let it slide a little bit.
It's an underrated track.
That's another one of my top. Tippy Top song.
The Fago punchline. That's yours.
I definitely say that all the time.
That's a good one.
That's great. I forgot about Prime J painting a picture, for sure. I visualized that entire song. Yeah. That's what this exercise has shown me. Man, early J, he was painting pictures beautifully. Shit.
Mid-90s to late 90s era. So good, dude. Right, I'm going to go... Dude, I'm going a party song. I'm going fucking Headless Boogie.
Nice one.
Yeah. Fun song.
The precursor to Chop Chop. Not Chop Chop Slide. It's the other one that is very similar in the second deck.
I'm so overwhelmed right now.
Headless Boogie was always a track that would make it on my Halloween playlist for parties. Slide that in there. All the civilians would have to listen to that.
I feel like that's a song that civilians would like, though. Yeah, if you weren't listening to the lyrics. To the lyrics. Yeah.
It's got a good beat.
It's got a good, fun beat, man.
Let's see here. I haven't taken a Maliko track yet. This is one that I love, and I don't want anyone to pop it off. Though, Aaron's got a lot of Maliko. You might just pass it, and you don't like
Malenko. I got three.
I may have a couple highlighted for Malenko.
You don't have this one, I don't think. Edit. It'll be a yin to my yang on Southwest Song. We're going Southwest Voodoo, which is one of my all-time favorite Malenko tracks.
That may be the coolest, like, heavy Detroit song.
Run it from my magic. And sampled by Big Hoodoo, which was fun as well. I like that Hoodoo.
I think that song I pulled up to GCW. Steve was like, I'm in Southwest Detroit. That makes sense. Even though it's like 30 years after.
He's just smoking a joint outside GCW thinking,
fuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Southwest. Someone's just listening to this.
There was one random day in the summer where, dude, I just drove around down Verner and I was just cranking Riddlebox.
That's the line on there. He's like, gripping like Verner in the moonlight, seeing Voodoo Square. Like, I just love that line.
Voodoo scripting in the mood. Well, while you two were talking about Southwest Detroit, I already made my peck.
Oh, yeah?
And I moved it right across my sheet.
Do-do-do.
This song may be at the beginning of its CD.
Yeah.
But it could very easily be an ender as well, especially live.
Yeah.
I'm riding... The murder go around. How that opens that CD, but it's such a good ending live song.
I didn't even think that is the opener on there.
I mean, after Wax Museum, obviously.
Right, but the first actual song.
That's, Ringmaster, right? Yeah.
That's on Shockumentary. They play that like at the end when they're showing everyone going nuts and like falling off the stage and shit. Yeah.
All right, just because we've already done 10 rounds, let me recap here real quick for everyone. Aaron has Halls of Illusions, Old Evil Eye, What is a Juggalo, Witching Hour, featuring Misery, Out, Juggalo Homies, Pass Me By, First Day Out, Cemetery Girl, and Headless Buggy.
Yep. All right, so next, let's see. I keep eyeing this one. I'm going to kind of go silly storytelling song. I'm going to go Tunnel of Love. I don't have a Tunnel of Love track. I'm going to go Ninja, dude.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go Ninja. Back in the Detroit backyard wrestling days, this was King Kabuki's entrance there, dude. With the homemade ninja mask that we learned from
Shaggy Show.
Yeah.
And the... the Detroit karate class jacket that my dad.
Yes, yes, where your dad beat the living happened to that coat. Fucking shit out of me over your couch. That jacket was sweet.
That I don't know whatever had that jacket was sweet.
Yeah,
it was like a big dragon on the back.
Yeah. Yep. So Ninja, first Tunnel Love track too. Yeah. I got three tracks off Tunnel of Love that I love.
The first half of Tunnel of Love is real good. Yeah. It tapers a little bit, but that's real good.
There's only, six tracks on the whole thing? And Terror Wheel are both great. So
Chris is up for his number 11. His CD so far, I'm slightly jealous, although it's taking a turn for the worst.
The worst?
He's going with I'm Coming Home, $50, Halloween on Military, Southwest Song, Dead Body Man, Take Me Home, Clown Love, Wagon Wagon, Fat Sweaty Betty, and Southwest Voodoo.
Yes. Man, I have no features, and I don't see any insight that I really want to grab. Let's see,
You're crazy. There's a great one that you could... I need to look to see if these are on CDs. That's what I've been meaning to do.
I mean, there's a few I like, but I have them way down my board here. I think I'm going to go with my intro track. This will be the second song taken off this album. Well, welcome to the show off of The Wraith. Welcome to thy show. Could be my favorite song on that, outside of Homies. Oh, it's the third song. Yeah, you had Homies and Goddamn.
That's a good one. I had that in Walking to the Light highlighted. I don't know why you would take Walking to the Light, because that's
the
not really
intro.
Like, yeah.
Well, I have a few spooky ones I'm sitting on.
Spooky ones are good.
I think I need to start going off the beaten path. Because
it's getting weird.
Because you guys have been taking some of the bangers, and you've taken a lot of the ones that I want. So I need to start. This is where it begins.
So I traded for Mad Professor.
Maybe. I'm going off of, I already have them in a small role, but I want a full twisted.
Oh.
I'm going Psychopathics from Outer Space.
Don't do it.
The Dirt.
Almost my favorite Psychopathics.
Is it the one you thought you couldn't take?
No, no. God, what one was it?
Yeah, I almost took it just now, but I'm like, it's down there. No one's going to take it.
Dirtball's great track, dude.
Well, I'm going weird from here on out, so.
Now I'm going to have to take the other twisted track it wasn't going to take.
When Vampiro gets high?
That's why I skipped.
Oh, I didn't go through my list so far is The Unveiling, 12.
Die Unveiling.
Dead Pumpkins, Under the Moon, Mr. Happy, Homies to Smoke With, Stomp, Mad Professor, Prom Queen, Murder Go Round, and Data and Data.
Data and Data.
The Dirt Bowl.
I feel like we went kind of weird at the front, and then in the middle kind of hit Meat Tails, and now it's getting weird again.
There's some hits in the middle that still haven't been hit, and there's, I'd say, a handful that I'm shocked haven't been hit yet. I might have to knock him out. If someone hits the one, I have to go for the other. I see two that are like...
My number one pick on the board still sitting there. I did not take it at the very beginning.
I think you're... Are you holding out for one at the very end that you think no one will take?
My two and three are still up to... The three I should just take because I'm scared I'm going to lose it. But the first one, I think I can wait till the end now because it's still sitting there.
Well, you know if it's passed... The Wraith.
It's not. It's in prime. Past the Wraith. There's only
basically,
one
album. It's
two albums
past
the Wraith that you don't know.
Man, I don't want to... Fuck. I don't want to waste one of my picks on what I think you want, because then it'll be funny when you don't want it, and I'll get stuck with it. But, all right, you're up, Cousin Aaron.
Yes, all right. You know, I love this song, and I always loved this song growing up downriver, and I got to go another Malenko track, four Malenko tracks, but they reference downriver. It's a super fun song. It's really quick. You think you know what it is?
The one in Pass Me By?
Just Like That.
Yeah.
They re- reference Wyandotte.
They reference Wyandotte.
Yeah. And I always thought that was so fresh when they did that. And, you know, it's a fun track, super quick.
It is fun. I didn't expect this at all.
It ties right in to Pass Me By. You know, I'm just looking and I'm like...
You said it. You're just making the Maliko album.
It's so good, dude. No, there's a few more. I mean, I got 17 tracks, so we gotta...
Still got a couple more.
Yeah, man. What am I at right now?
That was 12.
Okay. Yeah, I got five more.
Killed another, then three more.
Alright. Dirty next.
I'm going with my Malenko pick because I don't want to lose it. This is the one I was sitting on at three. My one's still there. I'm taking my three. I'm taking Hocus Pocus, Headhunters Mix.
That's a good one.
What was that on? Was that on a...
It was on Freshness.
That's where I had
it. When it sat there for the longest time, I go, well, if anyone takes Hocus Pocus, I could take this to the end. And then when you said I couldn't take it after the cellular like, bubble mix, that's when I started getting nervous. So I'm like, I'm taking it. I love Hocus Pocus. Joker's Ride. Talk about fucking getting bit outside of Soshimoko's. Come on.
Soshimoko? What the hell did you call it?
Soshimiko's.
Soshimiko's. Place smells like shit.
I haven't been there in so long.
That's some tourist thing.
Place smells like shit. That was the first spot that I knew as a kid back then.
Well, that's where we would always go after wrestling. Right. We would always, after, you know, Kobo or Joe show, we would go to Soshimiko's. And I remember your dad, like, throwing shit at people. And we'd fucking guy would be drunk, like, half asleep.
I need to go back to that place you took us, the roasted chicken, which was out when we went there.
But
the tacos were delicious,
too. For anyone out there visiting Southwest Detroit, Los Corrales on Junction between Verner and Michigan, terrific grilled smoked chicken and great tacos. And it's huge, so there's always a seat available.
It's a big place. Not like it's a small little taco.
Nope.
Like, well, Southwest is a hole in the wall.
It's
huge.
And it's right in the middle of the neighborhood. And
I got to go back because I didn't get the chicken.
Yeah, Los Corrales. Definitely worth going to. So
Pastor's are good, though.
Yes. Pastor is very good. The Campechano is very good. The chorizo and steak. I think I said that right. But yeah, that's the thing I miss most about living in Detroit is Southwest tacos. So me and Pete were talking about taco trucks before you got here.
Tried right by Danielle's new work in Livonia. There's a little Mexican market, and they had some tacos in the back. Pretty good, yeah.
There's that one right across, or not right across from El Club. It's got like La Yala Salience.
There was the one that was right by, like burnt down though, right by Mutiny Bar.
They had good tacos.
They had good
chicken too there.
We'd take them back to Mutiny when we'd always be there.
Yep. Yeah, Taqueria El Rey. What about Taqueria Valente? Remember going to that? That was the one on 4th Street by the bridge.
It just like disappeared.
Yeah. It was, you were sitting at the same table. Yeah.
And there's a broken down TV in the back.
Dude, they didn't even have a kitchen. It was like a little old abuela cooking on a hot plate. And it was the best Tacos El Pastor.
It was awesome.
In
it was
Michigan.
So dimly shitty. There's a big old abandoned hall. And I'm like, this is illegal.
Me and Steve, me and Steve went in there once, and I'm positive some sort of like mafioso guy. There was a dude dressed to the nines with a cowboy hat and like the big pointy iron sheet cowboy
shoes
boots.
Awesome.
And everyone just kept going up to him, shaking his hand. It was really weird, but I was like, dude, this is like,
I remember their,
don't even make eye contact with this guy, dude, the gringo in there.
Their platter of pickled carrots and jalapenos with dynamite there. I mean, it can't really go wrong with those. You can make them easily, but I don't know. Theirs are top notch.
They were top notch. Yeah, they were like huge pieces, and they would always serve everything with radishes, too. Mm-hmm. You always have sliced radishes on the side. Yeah, that was the best Taqueria Valente listening out there. It's gone
now. Little detour midway here.
Yeah. 5 minutes of... Taco.
We even talk about the one where the homeless guy
tried. Oh, yeah, dude. That was on Springwells. And
your mom's selling rats in the corner at Springwells.
Basically, this guy told us he wanted to go back to prison, and I like, had to shoo our wives away and send them back into the bakery.
Just sat there and
tacos.
Just
was eating tacos and completely ignoring
this
guy.
He's like this close to me. He's going, I want to go to prison. I'm like, that's cool. I hear you, man. I didn't know what to do.
This is just devouring his tacos.
Those are great tacos.
Those were good.
All right. Well, while you guys have been talking about tacos, I took something I don't think anyone's going to take, but I needed to fill in.
You need it?
Yeah. It's basic.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot to it, but it's iconic. I'm starting my CD off. Carnival of Carnage.
Oh, man, that was...
Great intro. Yeah.
That was one I wanted.
Stranglemania intro, yeah. Dude.
That was one I thought Aaron was going to take early on.
I almost did, but I'm like, first. There's no lyrics, but that beat is so sick, that's, and I always think
one of the best beats.
Yeah, 100%. Danny. Good call on that one. That's ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, I had to go for it. I had to jump the gun for that one.
Yeah, great pick. Hmm. Speaking of Carnival Carnage, man, the little, the skit where Too Dope reads a fucking poem.
That was on my list, yeah.
Dude, if you catch it.
A smidgen from my eye.
Yeah, but before he starts reading the poem, you can hear him walking up. He's like, get the fuck out of here. He tells the guy to get the fuck out of here after he introduces him. It's so funny. Let's see. All right. I need...
Sounds like me.
Yeah, no, I need a good. You know what, dude? I need a good sex song. I'm going back to Tunnel of Love. I'm going Cotton Candy, dude. The raunchiest, the raunchiest songs, dude.
It really is. It starts. I listened to that today a couple times. I'm like, this song is fucking. Horror.
You think it's subtle absurd. Because it's called Cotton Candy, yeah. But it's not subtle at all.
No, especially the drops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's straight like porn. And next to, what's the twisted, most tasteless, also?
She Ain't Afraid is.
She Ain't Afraid?
Yeah.
Either Cotton Candy or She Ain't Afraid are like the most vulgar.
Those are 1-2 on the,
yeah.
Yeah.
The table, most vulgar. Yeah. So, our next draft, most vulgar.
Yeah.
Then you'll have to read them all.
There's that shitty one on the, I Like It Rough.
Oh, that's bad.
That's a real bad one. Yeah, it's not even fun. Where no, it's Cotton just, Candy and they sound good.
Yeah, Cotton Candy's at least funny, so. Yep.
Let's
there we go,
here.
Dude.
Man, there's one sitting here, too. I already got a couple spookies. Yeah, I moved down my list.
It is tough when you're trying to think about, like...
Where I'm at now, what I have left.
Yeah, and what kind of songs you have on your CD, you know, your album.
Let's see, he's gone now, I gotta think. I have no features I want. Bitch Slap, I guess, is out there. I have... Camera's picking that one up. Bathroom break. I have a Shaggy solo.
Okay.
I need a Jay solo. My favorite track off of was I'm Going Shiny Diamonds.
Good work.
It's upbeat. It'll lead right in and take me home. I got all the sentimental hits here. One I probably could have waited to the end, but...
You know. Some of them days be shiny diamonds. You're right. I really do like that song. That's a good one.
Sometimes moms hit Powerball lotteries.
Let's see. do I have... How many sex songs do I have? Under the Moon isn't really a sex song. Prom Queen isn't really a sex song.
They're more love ballads. Songs.
Chris took a song off Wizard of the Hood, which you don't care about.
Not on your list.
But I'm going sex song. I'm going Forgotten Freshness, Ask You Something.
Ask, which one's that one?
Well, if you don't know it, then I don't know what to tell you.
Give me a little line from it.
This is first Forgotten Freshness, or volume 2?
It's the first one.
Oh, I remember this.
It's a vulgar sex song. You want me to play it for you?
Just give me a little snippet.
Yeah.
Sing it to me.
I'd rather not sing it.
I'm sure once I hear it, I'm going to know it here.
Yeah. I have like so many songs in my head now. Also, I don't have Wi-Fi down here on my phone.
It didn't hook up?
I didn't do it on my phone. I just did it on my computer. Yeah, it's not working for me. So you don't get.
I'll have to go back and.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't on my list. Did not have it on my draft board. Number one prospect still sitting there. He must not have graded out in the evaluation.
You know what? It's not on streaming.
That's why I probably forgot about it then.
That's weird. I wonder. Forgotten Freshness 1 and 2 on streaming does not look like it has the entire...
This is why I probably forgot, because I haven't listened to the actual album in decades.
Interesting.
He's sampling his tracks here.
I'm making sure.
I have one that I want that I know no one wants. So I might have to wait till the very end here.
Also, Ask You Something was on the... when they re-released Dog Baits, it was the fifth track.
Oh, really?
This ain't the first Forgotten Freshness.
You think it's only on the second one?
I think so, yeah. 100%.
God, I barely remember this one. Oh, yeah. God, I totally forgot about this.
Fucking in the bushes. Fucking in the bush.
Again, that's what streaming does to me. I completely erased it in my memory.
I remember that.
It's one of those that when you hear it, it's like right back to you.
Maybe even Hunter's on you.
Maybe we made love. We only have four more songs.
Four more songs. All right. I've got a few goofy songs. Got quite a few I Want to Kick Your Ass songs. Got a good sex song. A couple story songs. Got a guest track. Carnival song.
And you're keeping track of everyone's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my computer will probably die right at the end. So I just want you to start, you know, keep
Oh man, there's a song that keeps catching my eye that I want to pick, even though I have a few of these. I'm trying to make like a complete album. You know, I'm going to pick another kind of fun song, because I think the one that I want will still be there. I'm going to pick a game show song.
Oh, which one's it going to be? There's three I'm thinking of.
There's one
there's
that
so
I'm like.
Many good ones.
I'm like, there's no way. I thought jokingly, no way. But then when I listened to it again today, I'm like, oh my god, this is a really good song. Like,
I'm gonna step
the fuck up.
I'm gonna go Joker's Wild.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
This is the
Del
best
Rey's
bunch.
Number one game show, man. Yeah, right. Vago, man.
I did not think that was going to be as good of a track.
It's the best of the three main ones.
But yeah, when I listen to it today, I'm like, okay, that's not just a shitty, like, yeah, that's solid song.
Now, Lucy, is How You Gonna Die.
Yep, so,
yeah,
good Joke
one.
Is
that's,
Wild.
That's the best of the bunch, for sure, I'd say.
You know, it's funny, because I'm, like, trying to remember funny fucking lyrics, and there's so much shit running through my head whenever I'm picking these songs. That'll, like, all the skits throughout that song are terrific, too. So.
The governor kicks butt. Yeah. The square root of two.
All right.
Not sax.
Let me see. Let me double check. I don't believe I have a Jekylls, do I?
I think the only Jekyll song that's gotten taken is Mad
Professor.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I'm gonna make it two. I don't think anyone else should take this, but I love this goofy, funny.
Jake or Jack Jekyll?
I do like those. I'm going with I Stab People.
That's
that one cracks
one.
Me up. Four or five people every day.
Four or five people every day.
That's a good one. The problem is I also enjoy the bizarre one.
Still stabbing?
I stand from smiling in the middle of a match.
There's definitely a song, like two or three songs that I really want to take, but I'm just, this would be too angry of an album. Maybe that's just me. Why I love ICP, so.
There's a couple I want that really throw a wrench in it just because they don't really fit.
Yeah.
Now,
I am going to go for one of these two. No one's taken one, so I'll just have to pick which one I want. Let's think. I'll have to go with my head. My big time head. Let's go all the way.
There's the two sitting there. I was wondering if I was going to take them.
It's a cover.
It's a cover. It's their best cover, I think. Great live track.
I'm shocked that you haven't taken a certain song. I think you're waiting for the other. All right, Aaron.
What do I got? Three left?
Three left.
You know, I got to take some from Jekyll Brothers because... You know, I was deep in Juggalo culture when Jekyll Brothers came out. I remember listening to it when I that, like, the first day I brought it home and listened to it, I was like, this is different, and I'm not sure if I love this yet, but then it grew on me, and one of the songs that I loved was Assassins.
So it's a cover, too, you got there.
Yep, I'm going to go Assassins. Was that a Ghetto Boys cover?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Assassins. I don't have a cover yet.
I know, it is Above the Law.
Ah, yes. So, yep. And there was almost another
angry song again.
Yes, another angry song, which pretty much fits with me. So, if I pick another song from fucking Jekka Brothers, it's another angry one, which I'm sure you could probably guess.
Another love song?
Yeah, no, that one's so good.
I don't mind that one.
No, it's so
the Boondocks version.
The Boondocks version.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's still around.
Yeah.
Do you remember at the Hollywood we went to, what was it, like 2001? At State Fairgrounds?
That was a one, right?
Yeah.
Who was it, Boondocks? There was some fucking guy.
That was definitely pretty boony.
Was it?
Yeah.
And, well, he was passing out samplers, so was it him or no? There was like some other fucking guy. I wish I still had it, dude.
Bedlam.
It might have been Bedlam.
It might have been, actually. That sounds familiar.
That'd be the era.
Yeah.
That was also where they passed out the flyers for the Twisted single. So you had the flyer in the mail and you get the single from it.
Yes.
So now, my first pick, at this point, I'm just waiting. I want to
How
get
is
the
your
end.
First pick? It's that bad, huh?
At this point, I want to see if I get it at 17, so I have two more picks.
I can't believe your number one song sucks that bad that we haven't picked it yet.
I have two more picks sitting here I need to use.
I don't even know what it could be. Like, the song that I thought you wanted was kind of a joke. I didn't think you would take it with your number one.
Right now, I'm going with one that I know no one wants. I know no one even probably even recognizes when I say it, but it's my favorite track off of Hell's Pit.
I was going to start picking Hell's Pit songs.
I'm going with Burning Up. The Witch keeps telling me I'm burning up off Hell's Pit because I love that track.
I had that highlighted, so that's not out
the beat on that is one of my... It's so, like, creepy and ominous. I don't know. I love that track. Had to get it on my playlist.
When did Mike Clark stop producing? He took like a hiatus, right?
During Tales from the Lotus Body, like started producing that left. Then came back and
on and off.
On and off here and there.
Okay.
They're saying he's gonna come back and do the sixth.
Alan J did announce he's doing the sixth
announced. He's all
commented
high on Twitter and saying something.
He's high on Twitter and see my message. I know he didn't respond.
I wish we would have went and saw that fool at Falling.
I know, that would have been a fun thing to see. Do you remember that? Mike Clark would just DJ at the Foley Warehouse in Hampshire. We'd always talk about going and never did.
It was like every Saturday or like first Saturday of every month.
Yeah, once a month or twice a month.
You know what? Since you're doing it, I'm going to go Hell's Pit.
Yes, here we go.
Gotta get one off of everything.
Mr. Wiggle Farmer?
I mean, I have that highlighter. I'm going Crooked Preacher Killers.
I'm down with that one.
The old CPK.
You know what, Hell's Pit's not bad. It's grown on me over the years.
The first half of it is not bad, but once it hits that ledge, it just...
I don't know. I like the whole thing. It does. Yeah, it has a little lull in there, but I don't think it's bad.
Man, once you get to, like, Sedatives and In My Room, I feel like it's
Which
over.
Is their biggest song ever right now.
I know. Manic Depressive, terrible.
Yeah,
and
that
then right into, like, those last couple are...
Hilarious in My Room is not her biggest track.
Tap, tap. All right, two songs left, Aaron. What you got?
All right, two songs left, and I'm going to go up to Ringmaster. I got to pick a Ringmaster song. I'm going to go Funhouse, dude.
Sick not the one I would have expected.
No,
I like it.
Yes, it's a good song. I need a little bit more cheeriness. You know, it's kind of silly. It's a carnival song. Cool, you know. So, yep, Funhouse it is. Need something from earlier era too, so almost putting bugs on my nuts.
I was waiting for someone to do that.
Nah, it is a great one, but I like Funhouse better. I got one more after this too.
Yes. Okay. Man, there's some good ones left.
Yeah, there's a few
ton
I want.
Of good ones. Yeah.
Fuck it, let's go to 22.
Jesus. There's one that I wasn't really thinking if. If we have any regrets, then we can trade one out at the end. I think I would trade a one for one that I kind of made a mistake on, but...
There's one I thought for sure Aaron was going to take that's sitting here. I don't think he's taking it now.
What was it?
I won't say it. I'll say a couple more picks. Oh, man, I have no features, and I don't think I'm getting any. This is the problem because there's two songs I really want, but does it throw everything off because they are a little bit off the wall?
Man, there's a couple off the wall. There's nothing wrong with off the wall.
I have no bizarre tracks, do I?
No, I took Mr. Happy and Let's Go All the Way. Those are the only two.
Did I take this one?
Does everyone need an M&M dust?
Is it weird if I take a second Halloween song?
No. I mean, we haven't, because I could have loaded it with...
I could have just went with the entire Halloween. See, this thing is, I'm not even taking an early one here. I'm letting the one sit on the table. There's one sitting there that I thought for sure was going to be gone. I'm going to let it sit. I'm taking every Halloween.
I have every Halloween.
I think every Halloween. It's my second favorite, I think, Halloween track.
I haven't highlighted. I'm not hating on that. Every Halloween.
And now I have... Yeah, sure. I have two more picks to see if my number one prospect is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I have to keep going weird, because there's no, like, bangers for me.
I love that there's a few bangers in the context of ICP sets that are just sitting there that none of us are going to take.
Yeah. There's one that's real funny that we're not going to take.
Henry Godwin.
That looks just like him. What the fuck? I love this dude. Oh, this guy, Guido.
This fucking guy.
You ever see a big mama cooking on a grill?
Knock, knock. Oh, no.
This one got me into deathmatch wrestling. That was this tape.
Well, we were into deathmatch wrestling. This was like our first...
We didn't know, though. Yeah.
No.
What was going on?
No, because we didn't make it to a ton of indie shows, oddly enough.
I think once we seen that we figured out they had the Kool-Aid tapes and started buying the Prontic deathmatches.
Yeah, where did I buy the fucking... I had the tape, the FMW tape with the Sheik, Sabu...
He has a heart attack.
I bought it because of that.
You know what I need to do is I need to burn you. So I've been buying DVDs. There's a guy online who sells Japanese DVDs dirt cheap. It's like $3-4 a DVD. So I started collecting like the IWA collections of all those. I need to burn you those.
They have the grocery store.
Yeah. All right. Eric, get your pick in before you go on FMW tangent here.
I went old school.
Yes.
And I mean old school. Inner City Posse got the dog.
I almost took that. I was going to go with Burningham. It's a great one.
It's a good one.
It's crazy how good that it sounds when you listen to wrestler music from that era.
Yeah.
That one hits.
Man, I don't... Well, we'll talk about it at the end. I have some other stuff with that. Okay, so...
here you go. Final picks.
Yeah, final pick.
Oh, boy.
We'll recap it at the end. unless you want to recap each one now. What should we do?
Recap it right now.
Okay. Cousin Aaron.
All right.
Halls of Illusions. Old Evil Eye. What is a Juggalo? Witching Hour, featuring Misery. Out. Juggalo Homies. Pass Me By. First Day Out. Cemetery Girl. Headless Boogie. Ninja. Just Like That. Cotton Candy. Joker's Wild. Assassins. And My Funhouse.
I love the middle of that. The middle of it hits me hard.
Oh, boy. How do I want to go out on this? My fucking pea brain can't compute what the hell this CD would sound like right now. So I'm just going to, dude, I'm going to pick another song that I've been staring at that I love. And as I was, like, listening, getting prepared for this, I was like, fuck, this song is...
Don't do it.
What?
That's my number one pick.
I doubt it's your number one pick. I'm going Killing Fields.
Dude. Oh, that's a good one, though. That was one that I wanted to add for the spooky vibes.
Like, I forgot how much I loved Riddle Boxing.
It's so good.
It's so good. And, even some of, like Old Evil Eye and Cemetery Girl, like those slower tracks, I'm like, fuck, these hit so hard now.
The samples on Killing Field, I don't know what it's from, but like the little like voice like talking, like what do they like whatever that preacher is on there.
Yeah.
Some weird album that Mike Clark got. Fuck. I love that shit.
It's a good one. So yep, I'm going Killing Fields to round it out, man. All right. So it's a fucking dark album, dude.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
So Chris is...
It's a little more upbeat than I expected to be.
Yeah, Chris has a nice little mix here. I'm Coming Home, $50. Halloween on Military, Southwest Song, Dead Body Man, Take Me Home, Clown Love, Wagon Wagon, Fat Sweaty Betty, original, Southwest Voodoo, Welcome to the Show, Welcome to Thy Show.
Thy Show.
Hocus Pocus, Headhunter's Remix, Shiny Diamonds, I Stab People, Burning Up, and Every Halloween. Yes.
So, this is one that, when I first ranked all my prospects,
this is number one.
This was the first one I picked, and I thought, you know what, I've got to take out the gate, and then here went Halls of Illusions, and I thought, you know what, I know Pete's not going to take it, so I could take a swerve, and I went Coming Home, and I knew that threw him off. When Old Levi came, I go, all right, here, the floodgates open, because this is a Riddlebox track. It's a track that I thought he was going to take.
It's got to be the one I'm thinking of.
After Old Evil Eye went, I knew I could sit on it. And I sat on the entire draft. I've been waiting and planning and scheming. And I sat there the entire time and go, the show must go on.
That's a good
one. Love that track. I don't know how it's sat there this long.
That's
I don't know
one.
How I didn't have that on my list, dude.
That's like the, don't lose the show. Ask the sing along. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Big Top Show. Walk in hand with the dead card.
Big Top Show.
Got to sit on my number one pick to the end.
I have 6 tracks highlighted on that, and that just shows that the last one you picked wasn't on there. That wasn't on there. That's how solid that CD is.
Yeah. I mean, you have one more pick, but we didn't even pick the big single off that album. I don't imagine you taking it.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go over my CD here real quick. I have Thy Unveiling, 12, Dead Pumpkins, Under the Moon, Mr. Happy, Homies to Smoke With, Stomp, Mad Professor, Prom Queen, much rated, Murder Go Round, Dirt Ball, Carnival Carnage, Ask You Something, Let's Go All the Way, Crooked Preacher Killers, and The Dog Beats. Ah, you got The Dog Beats, eh? You got an order of that to go.
All right, then.
So I have the last pick.
Here.
Man, I can just talk about shit that everyone didn't take. I'm shocked. No one... Do I want to do that? There's one that I'm shocked you didn't take. I'm glad I didn't go early.
Is it the one that you thought I was going to take?
Thought you were going to take Posse on Werner. Or Posse on Broadway.
That's a fun one, but yeah.
I just assumed that was like your number one.
That's fun. Number one, it's random.
Do I want to go?
I thought for sure one of us would take Hey Vato. That one's sitting out there.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yep.
So I only have one sex song. So is that really a sex song, though? Do I go with that?
I mean, Pumpkin Carver is still sitting there with the KMK for you. I know you'd be KMK, Mark.
As funny as that would be, I don't want to put it on there. There's a CD that we didn't, no one picked anything off of.
Oh, yeah. Which one was that?
Beverly Kills.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a couple highlighted just because I thought I was going to have to take one of everything, but.
It's a good album, but I couldn't. There's too much other good stuff out there, dude.
That's the one that has the Isham feature, right? I almost.
Yeah.
I had that in the mix.
You know, I'm just going to. Oh, man. Do I want to go easy or do I want to go off the beaten path? Do I? Oh, okay. Well, then I was going to take something easy, but now that you said that, I'll go off the beaten path.
It's hard, man.
Kid Rock's still waiting. He wants to get taken by somebody.
Dude, that was on my list, and I listened to that today. It's a great song.
It's old school good hip-hop.
Yeah.
Other Kid Rock dropping an N-bomb on it.
Yeah.
Different times.
Juggalo Chant is always there.
Juggalo Chant. Was that from that era? Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Doesn't Twisted drop one, too?
They drop a few.
Yeah.
Different times. Man, the one that I wanted to take to snipe you just to get you angry is still there.
There's one that I... Oh, okay, that's why. I'm going to take it, fuck it. We're going to be fun, right?
You want me
to be fun?
Yeah.
The Great Show? That was the one I asked earlier.
Hands Like Us.
I go, if it's a kind of compilation.
It's not a compilation. It's on the Pendulum.
That's true.
Pendulum single.
The Great Show. I forgot that. I was thinking of the original. Because I thought that was after the time limit.
Great Show is
great
there.
Great Show counts.
So
not what I thought I'd snipe you on, though.
I did not take the safe ones, and I went with a fucking gray show because I know people like it, and I'm just pandering to the crowd. I hate that I did that, but I
don't. You know what I almost took earlier just to piss you off?
Yeah.
Simple and Blunt. Oh, for sure you're taking that.
I wanted to take that. Can I just highlight a couple that I can't believe no one took?
Yeah, that's a fun part.
I'm curious.
I can't believe no one took... Well, are we all good? Does anyone want to, like... Is there something that you, like, made a mistake on? Want to trade back?
No, I feel good about mine.
No, I'm Iron Man Professor, but I took I Stab People, which is my second Jekyll track.
When you picked... what was your first pick? I'm Coming Home.
I'm coming home. I was like, oh, motherfucker. Yeah. I literally got you both angry at that one.
I took... Stomp. I should have taken Get Off Me Dog.
Yeah, that one's in there.
That's my like regret.
That beat's so awesome.
That's it. It's hanging.
Obviously, Chicken Hunting getting not picked. I couldn't believe
it. I thought maybe the OG would just to throw off, you know, the, you know, not the big one.
It's not that I don't love that song. It's just
it's been burnt out. It's like Freebird, you know. Yeah, you just can't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Mr. Rotten Treats sitting there blew my mind. I was almost took that a few times, but I'm like, I already got one Halloween track, and I love every Halloween.
Even like Mr. Johnson's Head, 97, I really like the Hollow Wicked version of that. Little Something Something was what I was going to take at the end.
That is a good Little Something Something's a great
you wanted me to go
song,
off the beaten path.
Yeah, that worth fucked all shit, y'all. Shit, y'all, bitch. I always think of Uncle Sam.
I'm surprised you
didn't
go.
I love my Uncle Stan. It just sounds some dirty joke he would say.
If, like, this was anyone else, I'm surprised Crystal Ball would have gone.
That was when I was thinking I needed a Twisted track. I love their verse on there, but I'm like, no, just it's so off the wall. They didn't used to close that, though. That was like an old closer track.
Off the Beaten Path ones, I'm surprised. I almost took. I Didn't Mean to Kill Him.
That's a good one.
I'm not big on that one.
Or a Sucker with My Wang.
That was on my list for sex songs. Yeah, man.
I almost took Sam's a Fat Bitch, but I'm like, it really throws it off fat. The... Yeah. But I already have Halloween, so I'm like, throw a Christmas one. But, man, staple of Christmas time, Sam's a Fat Bitch.
You know what I had to do to prepare for this? I listened to Basement Cuts and Intelligence and Violence.
You think you're actually going to get one of those off?
They are fucking horrible. I highlighted ones just because I had to. Intelligence Violence is brutally bad, but I picked Wizard of Del Rey just because that was something. Basement Cuts, Bitches is really funny.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Because they play it too now, which is funny.
Bitches, Hoes, Sluts, and Skeezers.
Oh, man. You could have took a... no, you couldn't have. That's a super group. I was going to say, you could have took a Golden Goldies track.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, we couldn't have. Yeah, we didn't mention that. No Lotus, No Riders. Yeah.
So I thought one of us would took Three Rings. I had that sitting at 13 in my ranking.
Great track, Riddlebox track. You know, The Smog was another
Smog's one. Smog's awful. Schizophrenic, another one I was like, man.
Yeah.
Tilt-A-Whirl sitting out there.
Yeah.
Super Balls.
You took Super Balls.
I didn't take Super Balls.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. House of Horrors, that's another one I love.
Boogie Woogie Woo. I was waiting for you to take.
I almost did. But then Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The skits in Hallelujah. Yes, Robert. So fucking good.
Drew
dude.
Me to me. Llama
Llama. This bug boy is healed. Did you hear me? Maybe he's not healed. Oh, yeah.
The miscellaneous section, I didn't even like dig into. My Shine, I was thinking.
That's a fun one.
Are you familiar with It's Time?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have that highlighted.
You know what I had down here, which I totally looked over for my... When I was trying to pick a feature, I would have picked this if I didn't overlook it. Echo Side.
Echo Side I had on my list.
That would have been a good closer after I'm coming home. Little Echo Side.
I didn't double check it, but I had Hound Dogs and Spin the Bottle. Are they both on Psychopathics from Outer Space?
Freshness. They're on
Psychopathics from Outer Space 2.
That's Blaze, right? Is on Hound Dogs?
He's on Hound Dogs,
yeah.
Is that on Psychopath? I don't think it is.
I don't know.
What album is that?
I'm thinking $85 is on Fresh.
I know, I'm getting them all. I thought they were on...
Most Hate is reissue, but I don't know if they're on...
No, we'll cut all of this. Yeah. Simple and Blunt I did have, theoretically, though. But I didn't want to go. Down with the Clown, I almost...
I was eyeing that a few times.
As I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, how didn't I pick that? But I was like telling myself, don't keep picking just Malenko songs. And it, that, Malenko and Riddlebox are just so fucking good, man. Basically, from Terror Wheel to Malenko, that's like my favorite shit, dude. I picked 11 songs are from those. Terror Wheel, Riddlebox, Tunnel Love, and Malenko.
Did you keep track of yours, Aaron, or do you want us to send you your list?
I kept track, yeah.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah, Smog's one I thought for sure would go. I have no Carnival Courage on mine.
I almost went Ghetto Freak Show, and obviously I do love Is That You? That's a great song, dude. Oh, Wizard of the Hood's a great one, too.
Night of the Axe I have up there, Psychopathic.
I'd run Redneck Ho.
Redneck Ho 99.
About the, I had that.
That is a good one. Actually, Redneck Ho 99 is a good one.
Yeah, some good stuff out there.
I almost took Fuck the World just for the Rouge River Drawbridge line to pass me every time.
Fuck you!
I had a lot on Shangri-La highlighted.
So again, this goes back to as we're in this season of Shangri-La. Love the album. There's not many singles. Like, Homies, Crossing the Bridge kind of is. And I love Welcome to the Show. Yeah. But, like, otherwise it's, like, one consistent listen. Like, it doesn't... Every week, the tracks don't really sit well singly. They're all together. So this kind of solidifies that thought on it.
I'm surprised no one took Fuck Off.
Yeah.
Almost did. That was on the list.
Three Rings, I think you said.
Yeah. Three Rings was high in...
You didn't pick... No one picked Three Rings.
No.
I was, like you said, you didn't want to get too many Riddle Boxes. When the Riddle Boxes I liked didn't go, you see we all had different Riddle Boxes highlighted. That's how
I can't solve that. I only have Three Rings on my list. Ring three, ding, see, ding. That's a good one. A song so scary. Eat the wrinkles out your nutsack and fade your buttons.
But, I mean, this is probably a good time to discuss skits then, too, and pick a skit.
Also, real quick, I almost took Free Studio at the end of Psychopathic's Outer Space 2 just as like a group track.
Group track.
By this time, they didn't really do a lot of those.
Yeah.
So it's not like we had a whole batch to do. Skits. Everyone just want to pick, even though we've talked about a bunch of them. Everyone want to pick one. We can't really put on our playlist.
No, just
if you had to pick one.
Well, I would originally go with Mad Professor, but as we point out, it's part of the song, so I can't pick that. Let Cousin Aaron go first, though, on a skit.
A skit? Fuck. You know, some of the skits that stick out, I don't even know if you would consider it a skit. It's just, like, funny shit that happens in the song. Like, the Stucker with my Wang, where he's like, hi, I'm Frank, and then you hear him get punched. That makes me fucking laugh. You know, obviously, Joker's Wild's got a bunch of funny shit in there. I Didn't Mean to Kill Him, where it's like, this is Jimmy, I'm alive, I'm not dead, I gotta go. And then, like I said, the Jekyll Brothers, the Jerky Boys.
Jerky, it's hard to top that.
Yeah.
They're just to be that funny.
Yep. And then what's the, Mr. Redneck Fat Boy? That was Chicken Hunt. Yeah, that's Riddle Box. So, God, there's a bunch. As I was listening to these, without hitting next at all, like, I forgot there's so much funny shit, like, sprinkled in through there. Dog, I peels cats all day long.
I mean, if I had to pick one, just that we haven't talked about, I wrote down the what looks like a ball, sounds like a ball, bounces like a ball.
Drawn in the Pendulum comic. Great skit.
But the butterfly one that you said before. That's
up there. That's one I remember as a kid like hearing when I bootleg those tapes and be like, oh, this is like funny and goofy. I mean, I gotta go with Florida Joe on Bizarre Bizarre.
I didn't even think.
The whole two outros of Bizarre Bizarre are full of dumb shit that's funny.
That's where I wrote down Rudy and Jay doing the right here.
Why are those dick like, so hard?
But those are like songs almost. Yeah. But yeah,
Florida Joe's a skit. Yeah, throw another beer. Any Florida Joe. That's my vote.
I enjoy that.
Throw me another beer for a road.
Another booski.
You know, I have like a random note that it says B/skit at the end of Bugs on My Nuts should have been a track. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to remember now.
It's like, oh man, I'd have to pull it up.
but
there's there's like a super cool fucking like 90s beat.
Well, there's not much more for us to say, I don't think, is there?
No, this is fun.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have to do more of this.
You know what? Oh yeah, yeah.
This beat's so cool, dude.
Yeah, that beat is awesome.
Yeah, like I don't know why they didn't use that as a track.
Well, my computer's about to die, so we did perfect timing. All right, so we are going to put these together in order. We'll put them on our Spotify playlist. We'll share it for everyone, and everyone can vote.
Everything but Ask You Something can make the Spotify playlist, fuck. I think. That's your only one that you're missed out on.
Should I, if I can't find that on there, should I change it just for the sake
it's up
of?
To you. It's your choice.
If every other one is on there and that's not, I'll put on Little Something Something.
That's a good spot.
But yeah, fuck, I can't believe that's not on there. Alright, we'll highlight that.
Let everyone vote at home. Decide who had the best compilation album.
Maybe we'll put it on the polls, or we'll put it on the Spotify poll.
Right.
That's another thing, is what order are these songs?
Yeah, we'll have to give ourselves an order on
these. Yeah, I'm going to have to like put an actual order into it. So
that's the fun thing about having 17s, because it gives you the old CD playlist. I mean, that's, nowadays you're on Spotify, you're like, let me throw 17 hours of music on there and shuffle. Yeah. Back in the day, you'd burn those CDs, and you had to actually curate that playlist.
All right. Well, did you have fun with us there, Aaron?
Very much so.
We need to do this again. Yes. We'll bring you on for something else.
Yeah, it's got to be old school, but I would love to contribute whatever I can.
We've been waiting for something, and this turned out perfectly, so we're glad that
Thank you for having me. Yes.
We'll skip most of the formalities. We'll just remind everyone to follow us on all social medias. That's at JuggaloRWD.
That's right.
And, Twitter, X, Facebook, all the good stuff. We don't need to say anything else, right? This is a bonus. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, go in our bio, look in the link tree, find everything else. Where can we find you? Do you want to share anything? Tell people where to find you?
No, because he's hard enough to get booked. He's hard to get than a tattoo artist.
If you're in the Metro Detroit area and you need a nice haircut, come see me at the Berkeley Job Shop. Other than that, listen to the recommendations for taquerias and taco trucks in Southwest Detroit.
So. Yes. Now everyone has a personality to the cousin Aaron's been brought up a few times, and he's got a drop that's constantly used. So now he's an actual character.
Every time I have someone from out of town here, I'm like, I need to call Aaron and see what's good in Detroit. So
not anymore. I still keep on sort of on it, but not living down there it's a bit harder. So
well, you're still a good resource.
Yes.
For juggaloism and for everything else.
Indeed.
All right, that's it. This has been a nice bonus episode. We don't know when this is going to drop. Maybe in the middle. So who knows what's going on, but we will get back to our regularly scheduled program here soon enough. Thank you for joining us, Aaron.
Go Lions.
And thank you for joining us at home, the listener. See you next week. All music played in this episode and in this entire season is owned by the respective publishers and copyright holders and is reproduced for review purposes only under fair use.
Every good idea we ever had, every really bomb-ass idea we had, we said, nah, we'll save that for the sixth.
UPC, this show is a member of the Underground Podcast Community.
So many songs.